Welcome to 3 and 3, three key facts in 3 minutes or less on the topics you care about most. Gun crime. Key fact number one, higher gun ownership directly correlates with lower gun crime. According to studies from both the Crime Prevention Research Center and Columbia University, 2% of all United States counties account for 56% of all murders, with nearly all high murder counties having a major city run by a Democrat mayor. The same can also be said of overall gun prevalence, with a study from Crime Research and the University of Chicago and John Lott showing that 94% of all mass shootings since 1950 have taken place in gun-free zones. Key fact number two, the number of homicide deaths from firearms each year. According to the CDC, between 2018 and 2022, there's been an average of 17,673 firearm homicides each year. To put it in perspective, you are 20 to 25 times more likely to die from an accidental injury, fall, car crash, or poisoning than be murdered with a firearm. Key fact number three, the number of defensive uses of firearms each year. In stark contrast to the firearm homicides annually, defensive firearm uses are far more prevalent. According to nationalacademics.org, almost all national surveys estimate an annual number of defensive uses of firearms ranging from approximately 500,000 to over 3 million. Furthermore, in 2021, Georgetown University performed the single most comprehensive study ever conducted on the issue and concluded that roughly 1.6 million defensive uses of firearms take place in the United States every year. 94% of mass shootings take place in gun-free zones, 17,000 firearm homicides per year versus 1.6 million defensive uses. This has been 3 and 3. I'm Steven Crowder. If you want to learn more, you can peruse the references for this specific show at 3keyfacts.com or tune in to the hour-long daily show Louder with Crowder weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, YouTube, or right here anywhere you get your podcasts.